And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Developments in Bakhmut, Ukraine are giving both Ukraine and Russia reasons to claim momentum has shifted in their favor. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda reports.
Ukrainian forces say that they're continuing to advance on the northern and southern flanks of the city of Bakhmut in an attempt to encircle and trap the Russian troops inside, just days after Moscow claimed to have finally captured it through 8 months of grinding warfare. Meanwhile, in another mocking public statement against Russia's regular military establishment, the Wagner Group's head, Yevgeny Prigozhin, has repeated his vow to pull his mercenaries out of the city starting on May 25th, handing over control to government forces.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda. Russian officials are claiming Ukrainian military saboteurs have launched an attack across the border, wounding 3 people in a small town. Kyiv officials denied any link with the group and blamed the fighting on a revolt by disgruntled Russians against the Kremlin. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region, which borders Ukraine, said a saboteur group entered about 5 kilometers from the border. A private flight carrying 2 Saudi astronauts and other visitors has arrived at the International Space Station.
Dragon SpaceX docking sequence complete. Crew Dragon Freedom, Peggy, John, Ali, Ray, congrats on this historic achievement. Welcome to the International Space Station.
The SpaceX capsule pulled up to the orbiting lab Monday, less than 16 hours after blasting off from Florida. Saudi Arabia's first female astronaut is among the 4 moving in for just over a week. This is VOA News. The Belarusian opposition blogger arrested in 2021 after his Ryanair overflight was forced to land in Minsk was pardoned on Monday, according to state news agency Belta. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Belarusian opposition blogger Roman Protasevich was pardoned on Monday, just weeks after he was sentenced to 8 years in prison. His then-girlfriend, Sofia Sapega, was also hauled from the plane and arrested at the time, causing international outcry and triggering European Union sanctions against Lukashenko. Protasevich was a journalist at news outlet Nexta, which reported extensively on mass protests against the leader in 2020. It followed a presidential election that the opposition and Western governments denounced as rigged.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy said talks over raising the U.S. federal government's debt ceiling were on the right path ahead of a meeting with Democratic President Joe Biden. The Democratic president and Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives have just 10 days to reach a deal to increase the government's self-imposed borrowing limit or trigger an unprecedented default. Biden and McCarthy are meeting after the White House said their negotiating representatives met for more than 2 hours on Monday. A first-ever U.S. default on the federal debt would reverberate around the world and fast, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Moody's Analytics says even if the debt limit were breached for no more than a week, the U.S. economy would weaken so much, so fast, it would wipe out 1.5 million jobs. And America's currency is so reliable around the world that merchants in some unstable economies demand payment in dollars instead of in their own country's currency. China might feel the pain. Orders for Chinese factories that sell electronics to the United States could dry up. Swiss investors who own U.S. treasuries would suffer losses. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says no corner of the global economy will be spared. I'm Rita Foley.
Mexico will present a program this week to give Central Americans temporary visas to work on public infrastructure projects, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Monday. Such projects require more people such as welders, iron workers, and engineers, López Obrador told his regular daily news conference. He's long pushed for investment in Central America to stem the migration of thousands of people every year fleeing poverty and violence in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.